Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Commander Shepard, and this is my favorite lorecast on the Citadel.
Welcome to the Mass Effect Lorecast, the podcast where we explore the vast lore behind the Mass Effect games.
Welcome back to the Mass Effect Lorecast. This is your host, Tom, or Robots. I'm here with Sam, as usual, and some of our patron guests, because today is the patron episode for the end of January 2024. What a strange combination of words to say. Time just keeps flying by. Sam, welcome back, man. How's it going?
It's going well. I am excited to get into this topic today. I have some near and dear ideas to my heart, so I'll save those for the end.
Yeah, so we've got, let's talk about the topic. This is an idea that Genesis pitched, and everyone else was like, oh, that sounds awesome. Tonight, we are talking about something you've never done in Mass Effect that you want to try this year. It's a brand new year. I know lots of people like to jump back in, do maybe a yearly playthrough of their favorite games. And with games like Mass Effect, there's all sorts of different decisions that you can make and play through in different ways. So Genesis is with us again. Also, Turbo Toboggan and Magister DeVita. We've got a small little quaint little group of patrons tonight. And that means that each of you have plenty of time to share some of your perspectives on this topic. Welcome back to the show. Let's just go through individually. Genesis, welcome back. How's it going?
Hi. Doing pretty good today.
Good, good. What a fun topic idea. Thank you so much.
Yeah, it's really interesting. I like the idea of the same games that I've been playing for a while now, taking them in a completely new direction. And so it's kind of what sparked the idea. New year, new me, new playthrough. Let's go.
Yeah, I think I probably am like a lot of people where every time I try to play through a game, oftentimes I'll just kind of veer back to the path I already was on, you know, and it's like so hard to make yourself do the things that you normally just wouldn't do. So I'm interested to see what each of you say about this. Also, we have Turbo Toboggan. Turbo, welcome back.
Hello.
How's it going, man?
Okay-ish.
Yeah, it's one of those nights. I feel like we were talking in the pre-show. I feel like there's just a lot of stuff going on in everybody's lives. But I'm glad you're able to make it. And then also, Magister DeVita, welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
So, who would like to start us off? Who wants to jump in on this topic? Jen, I have a feeling you've probably thought about this a good bit. But Turbo's raising his hand in chat. Turbo, kick us off. What's something that you would do in your next playthrough that you normally haven't done? Something new you're going to try?
Well, one part of it, kind of basic. I've never done a full evil or just being a jerk playthrough. I've done one where it's like you've done both Renegade and Paragon and then done a full Paragon, but I've never done a full just Renegade. Like, I don't care. Shepard's just going to be a dick. Never done that. So I kind of want to do that, but the one, and also I want to do like a renegade tech build, because I've never touched the tech.
You don't usually go tech. What do you normally go?
I usually go, I forget what it's called, but it's the Biotic and Soldier one together. Isn't that like
Vanguard.
Sentinel?
Vanguard. Yeah, I like Vanguard. That's one of the ones I prefer. But so you would go tech build and renegade. So
yeah.
Totally nerdy.
Evil engineer.
Jerk.
That's right? Sam, you got it right. That's exactly what I was thinking of. And I already think I'm going to design the character like Dastardly Whiplash or something like that. It's like, give him like a little mustache. Make if I could make him sound French, I would. I don't know why.
There's got to be a mod for that, right? There's all sorts of mods. Pierre Shepard.
Gonna send my little droid after you.
I stand back. This is Pierre Shepard here to take on the rebels.
Le Genophage was une bonne idée.
And I don't want to be like mean to the French people, but that's just what I think of when I think of evil person twirling their mustache, and they just get a French accent.
They're French? They're not like, I mean, I guess they could be any number of funny accents to us Native Americans.
Well, they speak
Americans
with a French accent, so they don't have to necessarily be
Native
French,
Americans.
But they have...
I just said Native American. Us native to the United States of America, speaking American English is what I meant. None of us here are Native American, I don't think. But anyway, that's weird. Let's move into other territory. Okay, so with your renegade tech playthrough, are you prepared? Are you prepared to make all of those renegade decisions?
That's what happens with that. It's like what you said, Tom. I've tried doing it. I've tried once doing it before, but I just end up going, I'm like, I can't do it. I can't be this mean. Especially like I gotta kill Rex. Oh, there's so many people that you're gonna kill or betray. It's like I just can't do it. When I see their face, it's like, we have too many memories. We can't do it, but I'm gonna have to do it. This may take all year long to do it, because I'll have to do it in settings. So eventually I'll be like, I can't play this game anymore. No, I'm it's evil. There's so many dead people.
So okay,
I don't
so
know how many crewmates I'm going to lose?
How about the David Archer decision? Could you stand to really choose the renegade choice there in the Overlord DLC Turbo?
Oh God! I just got to look away, push the button, and then take my headphones off and just let the dialogue go.
I feel like he's already feeling the decision being made. Like he's always feeling that like sense of regret of like, what did I do? Go ahead.
The most recent thing I've ever had that is doing Cyberpunk. When I first made a new character, I knew I was not going to do my crafting spec. And I knew right away there's going to be a guy in the end that's going to die because I can't save him, because I won't have the skill check for it. It was really hard making that new character.
Did you get through it, though?
I have not gotten to that part, but I know it's going to be coming eventually. And it's like, oh, I'm not going to be able to save you. I'm not going to have the necessary stat to clear it.
So, okay. So betting odds, what are the odds of you actually getting through a full renegade playthrough without fudging anything, without taking an easier decision for you? What are the chances? Are we looking at, is it like a 50-50 thing? Like, oh, maybe you'll get through it, maybe you won't. Is this I'm 90% of the way sure, but there's about 10% that is just like,
I'm 90% of the chance. The only thing, because I can just like stop and I can just make the decisions. It's just going to take a long time, because eventually it's like, I'm not having fun right now. I got to stop playing this and go play something else. It's just going to take time is the problem. It's like, if I had to do this all in one setting, no, it'd be 50-50 and eventually I'd swerve back in. But if I just do it all year long, I have a good chance of doing it. So
it's taking it in stride, like in very small playthrough sessions.
Like medicine. It's going to be like, oh, gotta get the taste out of my mouth.
Yeah. Let's open this up to everybody. Who here has done a full renegade playthrough? I know Sam has streamed it. I haven't done a full renegade. This was on my list. In fact, you took my answer. This would be my answer, is if I was to play through, like I always try to make the right decisions. I always feel good at the end when I'm like, oh, this is the best possible outcome. And to do the complete opposite of that feels, I'm with you, Turbo. That is a very tough thing to do. What about the rest of you? Jen, Magister, have you done that?
No, I can't do a full Renegade playthrough. I do a lot of Renegade decisions, but then when it comes to my squad mates, I go kind of like, I'm going to do what's best for you. And that involves like curing the Genophage, not killing people, doing nice things for them. So I don't think that I ever could, but I've watched them on YouTube or on Twitch streams, and that's good enough for me.
I know what happens. Thumbs up. So in that version of the world, Jen, your character is the person who looks like a total douche to everybody, but the people who are closest to them know that they've got a heart of gold.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Magister, have you done this?
No, I can't do any evil BioWare. Ever since I played Jade Empire, and I tried to go evil, and I made a choice, and I was like, I felt guilty for a week. So
yeah,
I can't. And I've seen some of the choices that you can get down with in Mass Effect when it comes to Renegade. I'm just like, I can't do that. On top of that, I don't like to mess up the opportunity to be full Paragon and like miss out on opportunities, like for example, Tali and Legion. Or dealing with your crewmates in Mass Effect 2 when they're arguing with each other. I feel like if you go too wishy-washy, then you get on that gray and can't really help out in a situation.
Yeah, I think, Sam, you were the one who absolutely proved through your... what was the name of the shepherd? Totally gray. Oh,
Jerry Shepherd?
Jerry Shepherd.
Yes, my neutral shepherd.
Right, that is was absolutely the worst playthrough.
It is. It is by far the worst playthrough, but it didn't ultimately matter because at the end of Mass Effect 3, I didn't really make a choice.
It just takes all the choice away from you. All right. You don't want to make any choices. Fine. You don't have to. Solved. All right. Well, Turbo, thank you for starting us off with this, because that is, I think that is probably one of the hardest things for most people to do. In fact, when they've polled gamers, there's a good 70% of the population that just cannot do evil or negative or renegade, in this case, kinds of playthroughs, because it just doesn't jive with them. They just don't feel good about it.
And the weird thing is, I've done a full evil gameplay in other games. I don't know what it is with Mass Effect. I just can't do it. It's like I feel bad.
Yeah, I say I don't mind being evil for a little while, you know, like playing something like GTA and being like, OK, everybody in this game is kind of a piece of trash. And I've been playing it for a while, so I'm just going to spend the next 5 minutes before I close the game running over pedestrians, you know, like, right. Like,
and Bethesda games, though. Bethesda games, too, because sometimes it really pays off to be evil in Elder Scrolls or Fallout.
Right. The whole reverse pickpocket thing where you just like sneak a grenade in somebody's pocket and then just watch them explode. That's pretty great.
Yeah, plus it's hilarious.
Right. Yeah. See, that's the other thing is I have to get in the mindset of like, oh, this is a cartoon and it doesn't matter. But when I'm in the mode of like, I care about these characters. I care about my squad mates. I want to take care of them. I just can't do it. I just can't do it. It's really hard. All right. Who would like to go next? Jen? Magister? Jen?
Yeah, I can go.
Yeah. All right. So what's yours?
So a few things that I have never done in Mass Effect. I have never customized a bro ship. I customize every single fem ship, but I just leave standard bro ship alone because, well, you can't make a better looking shepherd.
I feel like that's kind of true with, I mean, it's very difficult in the creator to make a better looking character than either of the default characters. At least in my experience, when I've customized fem ships, I usually get done with the creator. I'm like, oh, they look pretty good. And then once I'm actually in the game and I'm watching them move around and talk, I'm like, oh, God, what monster did I create? You feel that way, Sam?
Yes. And it's because of that first scene in Mass Effect 1. I swear that is the single worst angle for Shepard that you can make. And it's also like the polar opposite lighting from the character creator lighting.
Yeah.
So you get into that and it's like this angle that's like, like you're looking kind of like upward at their chin and Shepard's eyebrows are like arched and looking out the window angrily, kind of, but stern.
Yeah.
And it looks terrible. It looks awful.
Right.
On pretty much everyone.
My real quick to get in here. The other issue I have is I often focus on the face looking forward, but then by the time I forget to like turn the face sometimes in the character creator. And then when I see them sideways, I'm like, oh God, what did I do with the length of their nose? And they don't have a chin or like whatever, right? And then it just like sideways, it's just like, oh, that profile's messed up. But straight on, they're much better looking. So so you don't have that problem with female femship design?
No, gen? I love my femships. They all look really, really cute. I spend a lot of time every single angle, every single time. And I've tried to make a custom bro, but never committed to it because he's just not as cute. So
this is a really cool idea. Okay. So, because I love custom characters. I love getting into the nitty gritty, the fashion parts of the games, picking out just the right kind of gear. Sometimes I pick the better looking gear, even though it has worse stats, because I want to look cool in the cutscene, you know, that kind of thing. So if you're designing a male Shep, are you taking inspiration from anyone in particular, somebody you know, famous people, or are you just going with, like, in your mind right now, describe to us what would be your go-to male Shep? What color hair, what color eyes, what kind of shape of the face? Like, if you could just throw something against
James
the wall.
Marsters.
James Marsters.
Say James Marsters.
Spike from Buffy.
No, that doesn't fit. I think I would have to go somebody a lot nicer because like I have more to it than just customizing the bro. He's going to be a pure Paragon infiltrator. Because those are also decisions I've never made. I've never gone pure Paragon, no Renegade, never played with a sniper rifle. So
okay,
I would have to figure out a character that would fit that description.
Okay. But not,
and Spike definitely not Spike does not fit that at all.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. That I'm thinking somebody more James Bondy, somebody a little bit more like infiltrator, somebody who's a little suave, like athletic, you know, very, very,
I could
trained.
Go a little more Pierce Brosnan.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're pulling up all of these names of actors who haven't really been in the common discussion for like 20 years now. But you know, the older people in our audience will get the references.
Screw it. Screw it. Gene Wilder.
Gene Wilder. Gene Wilder Shep. Oh, man. Wait. Willy Wonka Gene Wilder or like Dr. Frankenstein Gene Wilder?
I was thinking Willy Wonka, and then like you could pretend that your crew were the Oompa Loompas.
Oh, my God.
Okay. I don't know if there's a mod for Oompa Looping, Ashley.
Is there a mod that allows you to
actually
change?
Actually romancing Ashley or this like time.
Customize skin color for different characters, maybe? Because then you could just shift them all way towards orange.
Mm. Okay.
Would they sing, though? They need to sing every time they kill someone.
Oh, gosh.
At least one of them would sing.
Yep, a certain Solarian.
There you go.
Can you imagine the Oompa Loompa Doompity Doo after like the elusive man kills himself?
I love that you didn't sing it. You just said it.
Oh man, that's a mod that needs to be made. Please, somebody.
Don't be a megalomaniac too. You anyway. Somebody needs to write
his body off the space station.
Yeah, somebody needs to write this. Like a version of this, and then do like a machinima of all the characters from Mass Effect, but as different characters in Willy Wonka.
The Oompa Loompas cramming someone's dead body in the airlock and then just injecting it.
And oh, man. You see it, and it looks like Augustus Gloop going up the chocolate tube.
Yep. Oh boy.
Complete with awkward suction noises. Yeah.
All right. So back to your point. Are you going with Pierce Brosnan? We're going 007. For those of you who don't know what he looks like, he's got a very handsome face. He's got like dark hair. It's kind of slicked back a little bit. And James Bond, you know, wears a cool suit.
Yeah. Ooh, I probably could get a cool suit modded in. That one would be pretty easy to do. Mm-hmm. I'm picturing black hair. Very angular features, maybe a good piercing blue eye.
Yeah.
So the elusive man?
He's the elusive man.
No, I don't want Martin Sheen level old. I want him good prime in his mid-30s.
Okay. Well, I mean, they
old.
Could be.
He's just a smoker.
They could be younger versions of themselves. Like, you could do a younger Martin Sheen.
Martin Sheen's not as attractive as Pierce Brosnan, in my opinion.
Okay, fair enough. All right. All right. So, okay. So you mentioned the other side of this too, not just the physical design of the character, the infiltrator, all Paragon.
Yep.
Now, is that difficult? Because I know sometimes those renegade choices, even when you're going mostly Paragon, can be kind of appealing.
Oh, yeah. No, for sure. Because that's my general playthrough is going mostly renegade and very few Paragon. But I don't think I've ever done like a pure, I'm not even going to touch the renegade button. No renegade interrupts either.
Yeah. Yeah.
Only Paragon.
Okay. So I asked Turbo about this. What do you think the percentage chances of you actually succeeding at this are? If you were a gambler.
97, because there are at least two renegade interrupts that I can think of that are going to be extremely hard not to pull.
Okay. Okay. Now, do you think you can do this by this time next year? Do you think we'll have a follow-up discussion next year and be like, so did you achieve your goal?
For a full Mass Effect 3 playthrough in under a year, or a Mass Effect trilogy playthrough in under a year? Yeah, give me like 3 months and I got you.
Okay, but even with the hard choices, you're good. It's not going to delay you. You're not going to be like, oh, I know that choice is coming up. And then you put the game to the side, you play whatever shiny new game is out that you want to try out. And then you're like 4 months later, you're like, oh, I really need to get back to it, but I don't want to have to make that choice.
I'm willing to bet you no one here could do that with skipping every renegade interrupt, because at the end of Mass Effect 3, when you're fighting Kai Lang and you win, there's no way anyone's going to pass that up, that opportunity to, you know, smash his sword, stab him in the stomach and go, that was for Thane and or Miranda, you son of a bitch.
All right. Deal's on, Sam. I'll stream it.
Ooh.
Okay.
Oh,
proof.
That's challenge. Fighting words.
Yep.
All right. Okay. Very cool. All right. This is heating up. This is getting hot. All right. Well, tell you what, we're about halfway through the show. I'm going to go thank our patrons, which is you guys and a bunch of other people. And then we're going to come back and we're going to hear about Magister's playthrough, what Magister is going to do. So don't go anywhere.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Message coming in. Patching it through.
I am sovereign, and this
Lorecast
is mine. I like the sound of that.
All right, here we are in the middle of the show. Thank you so much for joining us, patrons, and to all the other patrons who have supported the show. Thank you so very much. Whether you're currently there or whether you have in the past, thank you for your support. Also, big shout out to Taxing Mars 26221. who joined us recently on the Patreon. Welcome to the Patreon. I'm so glad that you are here. If you're interested in checking out all the different things you can get, a bunch of new t-shirts, ad-free episodes, joining us on Patreon chats, stickers, early episodes, all sorts of things, go to patreon.com/MassEffectLorecast. Check all that stuff out. Also, we have to shout out our Shepherd tier patrons, Kolkashins, Edboy, Kirasi, Lieutenant Tosino, and William. Thank you so much for your support as well. And we got to remind you that if you'd like to get your words on the show, you can leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. We'll read that out on the future episode. We don't have any new ones this week, but that means that yours might be the very next one we read out. So jump on there. You don't have to listen on Apple Podcasts. You just have to have an Apple account. Also, you can rate the show on Spotify. You can share it with your friends. You can do all sorts of other things. But that's enough of me yammering in the middle of the show. Let's find out what we're going to find out what Magister is going to do. But I also want to find out what happens if to Sam, like, what do you have to do when you lose this bet as is being asked in the chat? So
I'm already going to preclude like one possibility. I haven't even looked at the chat. And no, I am not shaving my head. It's not happening.
That hasn't been said yet. But chat, throw some ideas out for
nipping it in the butt.
Sam might have to do. All right. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Spit it out, or are you trying to build suspense?
You're so dense, sir. Obviously, I do not know as much about human relationships as I thought.
All right, here we are. Magister, the spotlight is on you. Magister DeVita, what's your next playthrough going to be? What's something you've never done?
All right. Well, I guess, first and foremost, I'm going to try a soldier build. I'm a firm believer that if at any point you can be a wizard, you should be a wizard. So having that biotic magic or being able to do crazy technical things to the level of it's almost magic, I have to go that way. So playing a more vanilla, I'm just going to be tough shepherd. Probably would be my next run through there.
The last time, just jump in real quick. The last time I rolled a shepherd, I rolled a soldier because I'm of the same inclination you are. I think that's a life lesson. If you can be a wizard, be a wizard.
Absolutely.
Because biotics are so fun to play with. But you're right. Like going with just guns and guts, you know, that's a totally different kind of thing.
It definitely is. And like just even picturing like I remember when Mass Effect 3, the trailers came out and you saw the ability to punch for the like do that super punch for the first time. And they showed a biotic like literally making an orb in his hand of power and then like ducking someone. I was like, OK, that's it. Or even having that the techno, the Omni Tool blade. I was like, OK, that's cool. But just to like super punch somebody.
Yeah, that feels. I play video games to not be in reality. I don't have abilities other than just regular punches.
Exactly, yeah, right.
I'm kind of on that same wavelength. I have never played Mass Effect as a soldier. I've never done it, and I need to. I can't believe I haven't, and I'm guessing it's really tanky.
It's my least likely go-to. I'm way more likely to do any other one. Personally.
Right, because it's like in a game where I could be anything but a normal dude. Yeah. Why would I choose to be a normal dude?
right.
You know, but he's still a super soldier, but you know, like without extremely cool, unique powers.
I mean, it kind of flips it on its head, though. And Magister, chime in. Let me know if you agree to this. If you do go the soldier route and you are the freaking baddest ass in the galaxy, that says even more. Because you didn't use biotics, you didn't use tech, you just brute forced it, and you were that badass.
That's exactly what I was about to say. Like you literally are proving yourself even more. Like anyone could be like the biotic god who's literally like calling down a ship from the sky, or a hacker that can take over all the turrets in the ship and like takes everybody out. But just to be like that one dude that everyone's just like, I don't want to mess with him. Like you get a gun in his hand and he's just going to lay waste to your whole, like, cause you're a soldier specter. Like that's even more like impressive.
Yeah.
Like you're not just a one man team. You are the man team.
You are the definitive soldier that everybody will train to be like from that point on.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we're just describing Batman. Like among superheroes, right? We're describing Batman. Like, I'm the shepherd.
I'm the shepherd.
I should go.
I should go. Would you name him Bat Shepherd Magister?
Maybe even go a little other ways and be Bane Shepherd.
Ooh, oh no. Oh, don't get Sam started. Oh no, here he goes. Here he goes. Oh, he's prepping to do the voice. Here's the cup.
Ah, yes. Archangel. He was just wondering why you would shoot a man in the face before throwing him off of a space station.
So, okay, so back to Magister. So you're going Shepherd. Are you male ship? Are you fem ship? Are you making renegade or paragon choices? Or is there anything else you're throwing in this to kind of mix it up?
Absolutely. I'm thinking I'm going to go bro chef, Shep this time. I'm normally always leaning towards fem ship, because Jennifer Hale and all that, just I just agree with it a lot more. But definitely want to try to do a bro chef run, and then also try to not romance anyone in Mass Effect 1 and go the Jack route in Mass Effect 2.
Whoa. See,
try something different. Because I normally always try to romance somebody, but maybe trying to turn that off for Mass Effect 1 and make a Shepherd who's strictly focused on the mission, and then after coming back to life, be like, okay, maybe I should have different priorities and just always be the number one soldier.
Yeah, so remind me, the Jack romance, I found it tricky trying to do that in the past. That one's one of the more difficult ones. Is that true? Or was that just me?
Because there's two paths. So yeah. You can have like the one night stand. And if you like, you know, if you're overthinking it, I think where you think like, oh, this could be my one chance to seal the deal in a romance, or it's just not going to happen, then you will go for the one night stand and then nothing else will happen after that. It really won't be a romantic relationship. Right. It'll just be a one night stand.
It's just a one time thing. All right. And you have to kind of be tough with her too, right? Like, some of the decisions you have to make, like the conversation.
Yeah, I mean, stuff. You have to tell her things she doesn't want to hear.
Yeah, right, right. So it goes counter to the way you would engage with some of the other characters, which is why it also makes that difficult. Yeah. So mm-hmm. You ready for that, Magister?
I think I am. I would like to have that experience, because I'm normally what was like the Liaras or the trainers, and it's just like, okay, those kind of fall through them, but having someone who's more, you have to put more investment into, I think would be really cool. Also Paragon, by the way, I can't deviate that. I would love to try to do a renegade at that. Like I said, especially getting to like Mass Effect 3, that would be outright villainous. I can't do that.
What about a neutral run?
Oof. Can't do that either.
I was going to say, that one's painful. That one's really hard. At the end in Mass Effect 3, there's a lot of things that have no neutral option. So you just got to flip a coin, like a lot. But yeah, actually, I've never romanced Tally. I know Turbo's over there like scratching his head like, what? Are you kidding me? Yeah, I've never romanced Tally in all my playthroughs. And that's something I got to do.
That's something I don't understand, because the only time I don't romance Tally is when I'm doing full Paragon. Only time.
Interesting. Interesting stuff. All right. Anybody else have thoughts on Magister's decisions here? Soldier? What do you do you guys ever play Soldier?
I do. I had to do it when I was going for I did it so I'd have a more easier time to get the insane trophy, the one that you do if you play every single game. Because there was one part I kept getting stuck on was Garrus, because he kept freaking dying because I couldn't get rid of the guys quick enough.
Oh. Okay. Jen, have you done Soldier playthroughs? How do you feel about
that? I have.
Yeah?
My first bro Shep was a soldier, because he was a soldier boy, and I thought that was really funny in my head.
Did you design him to look like Soldier Boy?
No, I never did. I never did a custom.
Oh, that's right. That's right. You didn't. Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You mentioned that before. Uh-huh. Because it just popped in my head. I was like, I'd be cool. You were like, this is Soldier Boy. This is just who I am.
Maybe I'll do that. No, yeah. He's an infiltrator. I gotta figure out the sneaky boy. We'll figure that part out.
Sneaky boy.
But no, Soldier was fun. It really made you focus on your weaponry and upgrading and making sure that you had your best loadout for what you wanted at the time.
Yeah, you can't just fall back on some of your biotic powers. You're like, oh crap, gotta you know, one of the things about the biotics is that you get a certain amount of CC, crowd control, and those kinds of things that you don't with just guns and explosives and whatever. So
having access to every armor type in Mass Effect 1 is a huge benefit also. So there's that for you.
Yeah, the tanky stuff that Sam was talking about. Yeah, okay.
In the OG Mass Effect 1, in fact, I can't remember if they've changed the rules for Legendary Edition because I play with mods. But in the OG Mass Effect 1, only Soldier could use heavy armor unless you used like little glitch where you could like unequip things and equip things in a certain way. And then anyone could use anyone's armor. But yeah, the rules were that only Soldier could use heavy armor and it looked amazing. And I always wanted to do Soldier for that reason, but never did.
Were there any weapon constraints in Fallout 1 for Soldier yes. only? I believe or there were.
Mass Effect 1?
Yeah. Yes. Soldier. Did I say Soldier 1?
Yes. Brains. I think it's Fallout 1.
Did I say Fallout?
Maybe.
Yeah, I do too many. Yeah, it's been recorded. Yeah, so of course I have. I do too many podcasts, guys. It's been a long week. So in Mass Effect 1, there.
Yes. Every class had weapon locks. Right. You could use the other weapons, but you weren't trained in them. So it was like you couldn't hit the broadside of a barn with some of them.
Yeah.
I think it's with snipers, if you weren't trained in it, you may not have been able to even aim down the sights.
Yeah, the sniper is the one that pops in my head the most, is that like that was a very specific limitation.
Yes.
Yeah.
But everyone could use the pistol, of course.
Right. Okay. All right. Any other thoughts, Magister?
No, not really. Like I said, I trying to go for that paragon shining light soldier who has a heart of gold and tries to bring people along with him toward the end. I think that might be a pretty good time.
Yeah, sounds cool. All right. Well, hey Sam, we've got some extra time because we have a very small group of people. Is there a playthrough? I know you've done lots of playthroughs, but is there a playthrough that you haven't done?
So I've done a Renegade playthrough, done many Paragon playthroughs, done a Fem Shep playthrough now, did a Neutral Shep playthrough, and think about other gimmicks that I've done. The one that I really want to do is completely randomized playthrough. And I'm waiting on a modder who's named M Gamers to release the Mass Effect randomizer mod for the entire Mass Effect Legendary Edition trilogy.
Wait, so is this like the randomizer you did where like even their faces were all messed up, or is this a randomizer that's just items and things?
No, this was the same thing. It's the same mod author, but he's porting it to Legendary Edition, not the original trilogy.
Okay.
So I'll be able to do it from Mass Effect 1 to 2 to 3 and bring the same same abomination through all of them. Before I was only doing it with Mass Effect 2. So
I would love a randomizer that randomizes some of the weapons and the armor and the locations that you can get certain things and maybe even certain types of enemies. Like maybe you it doesn't make any sense, but you run into, Geth on a place where there aren't any Geth or, you know, whatever, just like kind of surprises you, makes the combat feel a little new and different. But the face stuff that randomizer does, where you have just these like monstrosity abominations and then you've got like the wrong voice and like all of that stuff, that's super wacky.
Oh, you can customize how cancerous it is. It's just that I decided to go fully, off the charts.
Full cancer.
With how ridiculous it was. I mean, for reference for our listeners, there was one scene in which I was interacting with the Volus, who's part of the black market trade in Samara's mission. And instead of the Volus's body, it was like the same kind of body morph shape, but it was Jack. Jack was like super condensed, but also wide and had like these green eyes that were lit up like a Volus's eyes.
Oh, that's amazing.
Anyway, Volus Jack haunts my nightmares now.
Jack got pretty jacked up, huh?
Kind of.
Yeah.
Slightly jacked.
That sounds amazing. I don't know if I would be able to get through an entire playthrough with it just like super crazy randomized, but specifically randomized. Like, that's something that's very appealing to me. And there's, speaking of Fallout or some of these other games, like there are randomizers where you just randomize the world. Elden Ring, there's a randomizer that randomizes all the enemies, but there's also one that just randomizes the items, So every item drop comes from the same pool, and you can find one of the best swords in the game just from a regular enemy, or maybe you just find other random stuff. That seems kind of neat, because now you're not going through the same steps knowing, oh, I get this weapon at about this point in the game, or I can get this armor here. It kind of mixes it up a little different, and I appreciate that.
What if you, I mean, patrons, your chime in, you know, what if you played a playthrough where you had a shepherd who was everything you wanted them to be, but had one huge fatal flaw, like character flaw, and you had to decide accordingly, right? Like, I actually realized that I did this before, where I had a shepherd who was Paragon, but he was a colonist background, so he hated Batarians, and he did terrible things to Batarians.
Oh, that's fun.
namely, the Bring Down the Sky DLC and pretty much the follow-ups after that. I mean, that was the decision that I made for him that was, like, objectively a terrible character flaw. But role-playing-wise, it made sense.
Yeah, so you could do a playthrough that, like, your character, your shepherd, does not and will not believe that AI are persons. Period.
There you go. Right? You could do that.
And so you make very specific decisions about the Geth, Edie, you know, whatever situation you come across where it has anything to have to do with AI, you side with a certain thing.
If it was arbitrary, hates the color purple. Anyone that's purple, hates the color dead. Purple.
Just like, yeah, just totally, or just hates all aliens. Just somehow get through the game hating all aliens.
Yeah, I did that one. I got about like halfway through Mass Effect 2 on my pro Cerberus run.
Ooh.
Where I sided with Terra Nova. I went in there with the idea of being pro-human. Not necessarily like anti-alien.
But human first.
But if there's, human focused.
Yeah. So you only got halfway through that?
Yeah, I kind of fizzled out in Mass Effect 2 because Breath of the Wild came out.
Yeah, that happens. That's welcome to my life. I try to play through games again, and then I'm like, oh, shiny other thing over here. Yeah. Okay. Do you all think, what would be the hardest version of that to get through for each of you? Like, just pick one thing that's just like the one thing your shepherd is about and cannot change. Magister, do you have an idea?
It'll probably be like a xenophobe or synthetic phobe, probably, because I'm very attached to a majority of the alien creatures, as well as like I'm always team get ship Joker and Edie. So like trying to like actually going mainlining the whole all AIs are evil would probably be very difficult for me. I always go synthesis. How do you say that?
Synthesis. Yeah. The synthesis and synthesis ending. Now I'm having a hard time saying it. Turbo, do you agree? Would you? I think I feel like I know you pretty well. I feel like you'd have a hard time with that too. I don't know if Turbo's still here. Something may have come up. Oh, there.
I'm sorry. I just got back. I don't think I could do a human first playthrough. I like all the characters too much. I'm more of like, can't we all get along kumbaya by the fire campfire?
Yeah.
I don't know. I could do either way, either only support aliens or only support humans. I don't think I could do it.
Yeah. That's a tough one. I think most people probably have a hard time with that, because one of the things that we all like about the series are the aliens and the concept of AI and getting to know characters like Edie and that kind of thing. Sam, do you think you could do that all the way through?
I don't know. I don't think I could. I mean, maybe I could if I was streaming it, right? So then that way I could justify it to myself. But if I was just playing like a personal playthrough, no. No, I couldn't.
Not at all.
I was trying to rack my brain about other gimmicks that I could potentially do. And like, maybe I could do like a hoes over bros gimmick where nice. He's just, you know, the bro Shep is just a total dickhead to Garrus all the time. Mm-hmm. And is a pretty big asshole to everyone else except for the love interest that he's going after.
Oh, yeah. Turbo, you're raising your hand. What do you want to say?
I just thought of another one. Like, say, like, whatever sex you did for your shepherd, just be like, they hate the other sex. Like, they're either a misogynist or I can't think of the female form of that. But they're like, just like, no, we're the better sex. they're just mean to the other characters that are the opposite sex. Though I thought that could be a really hard one to do.
Right. Or the inverse, right? Like you do a male Shep who, like Sam was saying, who really likes the females, but doesn't like other men, that sort of thing. Okay. So what about this one? This one might be, I don't know if this is possible. A pacifist run as best you possibly can. So not a pacifist in, as in like you can't do anything that has anything to do with violence, because that would be absolutely impossible. But a pacifist in the sense that in every single point of the game where you're supposed to be shooting at things, you only allow your teammates to do it and you support them, but you don't actually shoot or hurt anyone yourself.
It's going to be a long game.
It would be a very long game.
That AI is not a good, I don't think that AI is good enough to carry you like that.
Yeah, it would be tough. It would be absolutely tough. In fact, I feel like that would be like a speedrun category, right? Like pacifist Mass Effect speedrun, and it would be a challenge.
You could do it with God Mode Garrus. He melts things, absolutely melts them.
But you have to get up to that
three
point,
wouldn't be that,
right?
Yes.
Yeah. So, do you think it's possible?
I don't, you have to do it on one of the easier difficulties, because I don't think you could do it on the higher difficulties, because I, like I said, I got stuck with Garrus during his Archangel when you're going to recruit him. He kept getting in the way and getting himself killed. I'm like, you just need to go hide in the corner. I can deal with this. Or just my other kid. But he kept getting himself killed, because he, especially when the gunship shows up, he just sticks his head up and goes, oh, dead. If I did that, I'd have to play on an easier difficulty.
Yeah, I think the easier difficulty would definitely be needed, because there are engagements even in normal difficulty that can get a little tricky at times if you haven't like specced out a certain way or whatever. So I imagine just relying on the AI with support.
You also have to like super hype up your alignment so that all times that you could talk your way out of the situation, you do it as well.
Yeah, absolutely. That would be a piece of it for sure. Yeah. All right. Any other thoughts, Sam?
It's just considering, I don't think I've ever done a synthesis ending playthrough, and I don't know if I will.
Okay. Is that just off? That's like it's absolutely just, can't do it?
I don't know. Just personally, it's like, it's such a weird kind of utopic ending where the whole game has been pretty dark and dystopic to that point that I'm like, this is such a juxtaposition about face all of a sudden that it feels not right. And then the other thing is, do I want to make the decision for every single living being in the galaxy that you are now going to have your DNA rewritten because I decided so?
Yeah, it's absolutely playing God, you know.
And exactly, by the way, all of us have Reaper code now.
right. Yeah. Well, some people will defend that one, so... we know how that goes. Yeah, I think just focusing 100% Renegade for me would be very, very hard. Like, we don't need to throw any of these other little pieces in there. That would be hard for me to get through absolutely 100% Renegade down to the end. Yeah.
I know people who do pistol-only playthroughs, and I call them masochists because it's not, oh my gosh, I cannot even imagine how you would only, and I'm talking no powers, no nothing. Just pistols. I don't know how you would do that, because I love my assault rifles and I love my shotguns, and I could never give those up.
Yeah. I mean, I guess you could do other things like only biotic power playthrough or only tech playthrough or, you know, no actual
guns. That was
guns.
Basically my Mass Effect 3 with an adept. I had cheesed the recharge speed so bad that I essentially was just doing only biotics. So the recharge speed was so low, or so fast rather, that I could, and I morphed the pull ability so it threw two pull projectiles. So it could pull two enemies off their feet. And then I morphed the throw ability so it had a double throw projectile thing. So, and the recharge speed between them was less than a second.
So you're just like yanking people around. You're just like tossing everybody around like all the time.
Cast. Yeah. And it's just like, you know, there's now six projectiles in the air. Right. And it's just, it was insane.
It's like Saruman tossing Gandalf around Orthanc in the movie.
Yes, it was. I mean, I just went like full Sith Lord with it, kind of. It was kind of bonkers. It didn't feel right that I had cheesed it that hard, because once you like took down people's shields, which I think I gave Garrus disruptor ammo, or someone had someone with a high powered rifle had disruptor ammo to get rid of shields, and then it was just not fair.
Yeah. What about the bigger enemies?
I remember I had God Mode Garrus at that time, so he would just melt like a harvester. He would kill it in less than 3 seconds.
Okay. Yeah. Interesting. All right. Well, this has been cool thinking about all these different playthroughs. I would love to hear anybody else who's watching us. Welcome to the live show, everybody. Everyone else who's in the live stream. But listening at home, wherever you are, if you have a playthrough that is on your list of things you've never done, but you absolutely want to give it a try, chime in. Let us know on the Discord what you would do, because getting different people's perspectives on this stuff is really cool. Everybody has a different place they're coming from, and certain things are easier to some people than others, and it's really kind of neat to see that. So we're getting to the end of the show. Looks like it's about time to wrap this up. Let's go back through and feel free to shout out anything you want to share with the universe, or just say, hey, thanks for being here, that kind of thing. But Jen, thanks for joining us again.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for having me. I am Genesis. It's Genesis with a J. And I have two shows that are part of the Robots Radio Network. The Cyberpunk Lorecast, where we talk everything cyberpunk from the Netflix series to the video game and the tabletop. My other show is Two Girls, One Ship, where we analyze, rate, and review all that the world of video game romances has to offer. We are currently talking Baldur's Gate 3 romances. So, ooh. Very, very good.
Yeah. Oh, you could make a Baldur's Gate character as your bro ship.
Ooh. There we go. I could make a Starion instead of Spike.
Like I said, James Marsters.
They're the same. They're basically the same, right?
I'm aware. Yes.
Come on.
They are. I know.
So predictable.
Amazing. Awesome. Well, thanks, Jen. Thanks for being here. Turbo, usually you're like, I don't have anything going on, but thank you for being here.
Yep. Don't got anything on. Same as always.
Awesome. Well, thanks for being here, man. And then Magister, you got anything to shout out?
Yes, currently working on creating a Fiverr account where I'm working on trying to be, I forget the term at this time, but basically someone who can help people soundboard ideas for if their narrative or their world building for stories or books or D&D, or if you want to help need assistance with creating characters for role-playing purposes or tabletop or whatever else. So while I'm currently still working on getting that together, if anyone ever wants to reach out to me in the Discord or on Patreon and get a couple workshops for free while I'm working that out, feel free to.
For free? That's a great deal. That's awesome. Thanks for offering that up. And definitely let us know when you, like maybe next month when you have the account set up, you can kind of shout that out and send people toward it if they're interested.
Definitely. Thank you.
Yeah, of course. I love supporting everybody's creative stuff because I know how hard it is to establish yourself as a creator and to get all these side projects going and all of that. So if you're in the community and you're, in fact, there's a channel in our Discord where you can share your streams or other things that you've got going on. You can promote yourself in that channel. So if ever you're curious about what other people are doing, go check out that channel. If you want to share what you've got going on, you can share it on the Discord. So yeah, thanks again for being here. All right, Sam, we got to wrap it up. You got anything going on?
We do. I am streaming my personal canon playthrough of Mass Effect every weekend on Twitch. You can find me at N7TheLegend on Twitch and Twitter, so you can go ahead and find me there. And Jin, Turbo, and Magister, thank you so much for being here with us.
Yeah, what a fun discussion. Thanks for being here. Also, you can find my other stuff, all my lore casts at robotsradio.net and a bunch of other shows from a bunch of other creators like Genesis and a bunch of other people doing all sorts of fun stuff. So if you're looking for more content out there, go check out robotsradio.net. Thanks again for joining us, everybody. We'll be back next week, Sam and I, with another regular episode. So we look forward to that. And until then, have a wonderful rest of your week. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for tuning into the Mass Effect Lorecast. We'd love to hear your opinion and thoughts on the lore of Mass Effect. Reach out to us on Twitter at Mass Effect Cast, or check out the Robots Radio Discord. Also, you can send us an email at MassEffectLorecast@gmail.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.